You are such an accomplished actor. And do you like theater, movie, or TV better?
You know what? I've been really blessed to have had the experience of being had a career that's really spanned all three. So there really isn't a better. I mean, theater, that's how I've started. And probably the first 15 years of my career, that's almost all I did. So that has a special place for me. I mean, it'd be almost like asking Frank Sinatra, would you rather sing in a concert in front of 1,000 people or make a record? You know, and it's such a different kind of experience. It's hard to compare them. But I really enjoyed it all. I really do.
I think we know pretty much a secret about you. When Hunter asked you that question, we already knew the answer. And the answer is The Simpsons, Fat Tony.
Well, that's my longest running character, that's for sure. I've been doing that for 21 years now, I believe, and counting.
And you'll always make room for that, won't you, Joe?
I do. I like the show. I like the character. I have a lot of fun with it. That's how I know how my youngest daughter is, because she was like a baby when I first started it, and she's 23 now. And I'm thinking, I guess I've done it around 22 years now.
Isn't that incredible, Joe? When you first began, did you feel that you had a propensity for acting? Did you feel it was inside you? What pushed you toward doing this? Because it's like we said earlier in this conversation, it's like, my God, your body of work, it just spans not only decades, but from the sublime, and we say this with all the love that we can muster, to the ridiculous. I mean, the things that you've done.
Absolutely. I got lucky. It was one of those things that I didn't grow up around it. There was nothing to really point me toward it as a child. I got exposed to it in high school. I tried out for a play on a dare, and I tell you, the minute that I went into that audition, something in me said, this is what I want to do the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I really never looked back from that day.
Joe, what are you doing now, man?
We started our ninth season of Criminal Minds next week. Mm-hmm. I just finished our third season of a show called Gun Stories that I do on the Outdoor Channel, where we trace historical firearms.
Is there any one story that really shocked you when you found out?
Wow, yeah, that's an interesting question. This one collector, he had this one gun commissioned, and it's basically called the Dracula gun. The case for it is handmade, and it's in the shape of a little coffin, and it has a little ivory spike, and it has a silver bullet. And it's never meant to be shot. It's just every little piece on it is so intricate.
Here in this part of north central Florida, in Ocklawaha, Ma Barker and her boys got popped. Have you ever gotten close to their guns?
We did an episode on the Tommy gun. It made me think Ma Barker had to be a sturdy girl, because that's a pretty heavy firearm.
Yeah, she was sturdy, all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joe, we'll be looking for you on Criminal Minds, as well as Midway USA's Gun Stories, and, of course, on The Simpsons.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
See you, Fat Tony.
See you, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.